This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Sunday, July 16th vigil to commemorate the 1945 Trinity nuclear test in New Mexico. You are invited to come to a free in-person and live stream public vigil entitled From Reflection to Action, an Interfaith Remembrance of the Trinity Test, on Sunday, July 16th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Santa Maria de la Paz Church at 11 College Avenue in Santa Fe. The vigil will commemorate the 78th year since the detonation of the first atomic weapon called the Gadget at the Trinity Test Site in South Central New Mexico and provide you with tools to work for the complete elimination of nuclear weapons. Doors open at 3:15 p.m. so you may view exhibits and visit with representatives of local organizations, including CCNS. Among the scheduled speakers is Most Reverend John C. Wester, Archbishop of Santa Fe. Wester declared, quote, "We can no longer deny or ignore the extremely dangerous predicament of our human family. We are in a new nuclear arms race, even more dangerous than the first, and I believe we need to rejuvenate a sustained, serious conversation about universal, verifiable nuclear disarmament," end quote. Other areas of New Mexico had already been impacted by nuclear weapons research. Beginning in the spring of 1943, design research for the Gadget was done at the Y site, now known as Los Alamos National Laboratory in northern New Mexico. The Tewa name is Senkawi. Research was needed to determine the amount of time for the spherical shell of the atomic bomb to collapse or implode on itself. The Y site scientists conducted 32 open-air explosive tests in Bio Canyon at Senkawi before the Trinity test. They used high-level radioactive lanthium, or RALA, as a substitute for plutonium, which was still being developed. Along with RALA, depleted uranium and conventional high explosives were used. Some of the spherical shells were the size of a matchhead, but contained hundreds, or in some cases, thousands of curies of radioactivity. Each test used hundreds of pounds of high explosives that dispersed the radioactivity upwind and downwind to the Rio Grande and northeast to Pueblo de San Ildefonso, Santa Clara Pueblo, and beyond. The RALA and Trinity tests are documented in the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Los Alamos Historic Document Retrieval and Assessment Project 2010 final report. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "The nuclear weapons industry has severely impacted the people, lands, and economy of New Mexico. It is beyond time to eliminate nuclear weapons. To learn what you can do, come to the July 16th vigil," end quote. To pre-register, go to archdiosf.org/social-justice. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.